Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You need to get on your YouTube right now and type in Will Ferrell, Drunk in Love.
What's up, Chicago? I'm Erin Allen, and this is The Rundown. Happy Friday. Once again, we are here with Nudia Hernandez, host of Nudia in the Afternoon on our sister station, Vocalo. Nudia, what up, though?
Whoop, whoop, hello.
Okay, so it is officially October, Halloween season. I don't know. Do you be doing Halloween stuff, Nudia?
You know what? I am more excited for this Halloween than I have been in many years.
Interesting. Why is that?
So Will Ferrell, have you heard about this? He's throwing a concert at Wintrust.
What?
You haven't heard about this?
Yeah. No.
He's going to be a part of the EDM like group Swedish House Mafia for a day. And he's throwing a concert at Wintrust Arena. And it's going to be for Halloween. Yes, I am so excited. Like, I can't eat words, can barely describe.
Okay, so you're a Will Ferrell fan.
Huge, yeah.
Okay. For me, it was Anchorman.
For me, it was Talladega Nights.
Okay.
Ricky right. Bobby, if you're not first, you're last. Bobby. Okay? A little shake and bake, all right? That's what got it for me. I am so excited. Low-key, just so you guys know, you guys are the first to know, I'm actually flying my sister out. It's her birthday. I'm flying her out so we could go, and we're gonna be shake and bake. I'm ordering the costumes on Amazon
okay.
as we speak.
Y'all stay classy, San Diego. Okay, now don't get too crazy now.
Shake and bake.
What does that mean?
That
makes
awesome.
No sense. So it's shake and bake. It's nonsense.
So this week is the launch of a new series on your show. Tell me about the Getting Dressed series.
Yeah, this Getting Dressed series was kind of created and really it's the baby of our digital producer, Morgan Sioka. I mean, we've had so many amazing Chicago artists in the Vocalo studio. And sometimes, you know, they'd come in and we'd just be blown away by Chicago style. You know, it's really elite. Like, Chicago style is really up there.
Yes.
I feel like my style has moved up, you know, mountains since I moved to Chicago.
Okay.
So I felt really inspired by the city. But some artists come in and we just love what they wear. And Morgan is a young fashion girly. She, you know, and mm-hmm, so she mm-hmm. was really inspired to do something a little bit more with that. We have artists come in and they're able to talk about, you know, their crafts. And she yes. kind of wanted to highlight something more visual.
Love
and
it.
To do it in a way that could also translate to audio has been kind of amazing to see her do. So it's been really cool to be able to see the process of this kind of come to life.
Yeah, it's very multimedia, which we love. Are we going to see some visuals? Are we going to be able to go to vocalo.org and see some things?
Yeah, it's up. It's up on
okay.
vocalo.org if you want to see the visuals. But, you know, this is the ear visuals,
yes,
you know,
correct,
that you're going to hear today.
Ear candy.
Yes.
So tell me about the first artist that you're featuring, who is no stranger to Vocalo.
Yeah, no, Manessi's been all over Vocalo. I made a joke with him the other day and I said, this is your station now. A bunch of our latest ads. He's featured on almost every song we're playing right now. So it's been
yes.
funny.
So Manessi, vocalist, performed during the Vocalo finale.
Yes, he just has one of those powerful voices that always kind of touches my heart. You know, he's been no stranger to coming by the studio. And every time he comes in, decked out, you know, like he always looks good.
Love it.
So he was the first person we thought of, and he was the first person that you know, we kind of got dressed with in this series.
Yeah, I know you and me are both into the monochrome, you know, matching top and bottom energy. But you get
yes.
yeah, you get way more into makeup than I do. Yeah, how do you think about like getting yourself dressed when you're getting ready to leave?
You know what's funny is that in Chicago, it's very different than any other city I've lived in. All the other cities I've lived in were driving cities. So, you're in a get in a car and you get to where you need to go to, and sometimes you won't see anyone, especially working at old radio stations. I tried to explain to some people in Chicago that at my other radio station, we dressed like bums. Like literally, we rolled out in our pajamas because you just get in your car and you go to work and no one sees
That's
you.
right. You're behind the mic, right?
Yeah, and then being in a city like Chicago, if I dress, I did it one time and I never did it again. I swear I saw everyone in the whole city of Chicago that day. And
Wow.
no, like no hair, no makeup, sweats. And I think people in the
No.
building, even like an engineer saw me like, are you okay? Like, you look really tired. I'm like, I'm never doing this again. So it's, if you dress like a bum in Chicago, you have to see 5,500 people on a bus. You have to see 65,000 people on Navy Pier.
Oh, you will be
Yeah,
seen.
it's so it's very
You
different.
will be seen.
I think my bum era is over because it's very different when you can just hide in your car, you
Yeah,
know?
no, it's true. Okay, so let's get to it. Here is Chicago-based vocalist Manessi.
Hey everybody, this is Manessi, and I'm getting dressed for Vocalo. You're ready with
Okay.
us. I think my style is imaginative. I think it's fun, but I think it's also very solid. One thing that I'm always asked, okay, now what shoe you wearing today? That's always a question, all the time. There's a certain look people expect, but they really don't know what to expect anytime. They don't know how I'm gonna show up, but they know I'm gonna look good. I'm always trying to be imaginative when I'm blending patterns and textures, and I don't believe that less is more. I believe that while that's true for some, more is everything. If you put on more and you feel great about it, then that's what you need to roll with. That's what I do every time. My friend called me Gotti earlier. He said, you put on a ring on every finger. Oh, so Manessi's in the room. Not trying to sound like an a-hole or anything, but that's just who I am. I can't transmit what I don't possess. So I'm gonna be right here in my Gotti outfit, looking cute. Giving out hugs and well wishes, like always. I'm not gonna walk out the house looking crazy, but if I choose to, I just gotta do it with confidence. I have to know that when I walk out, no one else is gonna have the combination of clothing that I have on. Even if I run into someone with the same pants or the same shoes, they're not wearing it the way that I am. I am who I am every day, all day long. I just try to walk in that. I love darker colors because being a bigger person too, we learn that black ultimate slimming, right? If you wear a bunch of patterns, you can mask your body shape if you don't like it. But it's like, it doesn't matter what the shape is, it doesn't matter what the body's given because that's what you're gonna get anyway when I come outside. I choose to embrace. When you embrace, you'll pick things that you look good in. When you put it on, then you'll feel good. Everything you have on always matters. I don't know, I feel like it's taken me so long to get here. Before, I felt like I was cosplaying as somebody who loved themselves or who fully understood what it was to be a black man in Chicago that happens to be gay. I've taken time to really embrace everything, especially in the last few months. I moved in to a new place, and I'm in there by myself with my thoughts. It's really given me like peace. And when you have peace in how you move, that brings about confidence. I'm just really blessed to have that. It's just a matter of nurturing all that I am and all that I want to be. Along the way, just paying respect to those who have made me, who've given me everything that I have. Oh my God, I have a picture. I have it hanging on my wall right now. It was a class photo. I was in grade school. My mom took me to Sears. We were in the Husky section, and she bought me this suit with this vest. It's like dark blue and purple and black. I thought I was the baddest thing at the school. and I was. And I love that little outfit. If I could get somebody to make that outfit for me today, I would definitely wear it in a heartbeat because it was everything to Lil Manessi. Also, growing up watching my mom put her clothes together and get things made, and even in when she passed in her, when she was in her casket, she had on this white outfit with these red rhinestones. And like some of the dust from the rhinestones was placed on there, almost like gems. It was gorgeous. It was like a classy lady being laid to rest in a classy way. I've always held on to that. I've had times where, especially with like a show, what would my mom wear? Or what would she think of my closet? Or what would she want me to look like today? But then I'm like, I can't worry about that because then that's a lot of pressure. You'll look good when you feel good. Everything you have on, every ounce of effort that you put into looking good, you shouldn't be shamed for it. And you shouldn't skimp on being kind to yourself. If adding a scarf or an extra necklace or another ring, if that equates to you feeling good in that moment, then you'll leave the house with such a great attitude and you spread that. And everybody else, they pick up on that. They see the magic that you're stepping out into the world with, and it blesses them. And you come back home with the same peace that you left with, knowing that you made a good decision for yourself. I feel like the music, tapping into that part of myself or my creativity in that way, those are the things that I'm afraid to say out loud. Those are the things that I'm healing from. Those are the things that push me from one day to the next. I think what's in you comes out. When I go places and I'm dressed, however I'm dressed, people look at me and they think I'm an artist. Ding, 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 you happen to be right. You go to Hyde Park and you see a person with a bunch of bracelets on. They got on the earth tones with some jewel tones, and they got on the harem pants and the either sneakers or stacked shoes and some wrap or whatever. Their hair is just like up messy in a bun or something. You know damn well that that person is an artist. You could just feel it from them. Again, what's in you does come out and it spills over into your style. It's all art. Everything is art. Everything is art.
That was Chicago-based vocalist Manessi talking about getting dressed. That was fun. Thank you, Nudia.
Thank you.
You can hear more interviews like this on our sister station, Vocalo, and at vocalo.org, or you can listen on your radio live at 91.1 FM. And don't forget to check out the looks at vocalo.org for Manessi's outfits. Also, be sure to catch Nudia in the afternoon live every weekday from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. And that's it for today. Justin Bull and I produce The Rundown. Ariel Van Cleve is our editor and executive producer. Our theme music is by Louis Weeks. Maria Lopez and Ethan Schwab engineered this episode. This Getting Dressed series is produced by Morgan Sioka. The Rundown is produced by WBEZ Chicago and is a part of the NPR network. A big shout out to Adore Nami Gade, Lisa Labis, Noah Jennings, Emily Seiberg, and Katie O'Connell for their work on our morning and afternoon news episodes. We also get help from Cassie Walker-Burke, Sophie Hernandez-Simeonidis, and Dave Miska. I'm Erin Allen. Thank you for listening. Before I go, I have some big news about the future of the Rundown podcast. First of all, this is our last week of midday episodes. So, starting Monday, October 7th, I will no longer be hosting the more in-depth conversations I've been doing on the show for almost 2 years now. Adore Nami Gade and Lisa Labis will still be hosting the morning and afternoon news episodes, keeping you up to date twice a day with a quick rundown of Chicago news from the WBEZ and Chicago Sun-Times newsrooms. And eventually, we're planning to lean into some longer news feature stories from reporters in our newsrooms, too. As for me and our producer, Justin Bull, we're going to still be around as well. Starting later this fall, we're actually going to be working on another show you may already know and love, Curious City. I'll be the host, and Justin will produce the show. We'll be joining Susie Ahn, who has been editing and producing Curious City for a while now, which means we'll still be letting our natural curiosity lead the way, and we're going to be talking to you even more. The whole point of Curious City is to answer your questions about this city we love so much. So, if you haven't already, subscribe to Curious City wherever you listen to podcasts. And let's get this thing going. If you have questions about Chicago and the region that you want us to investigate and answer, you can ask at wbez.org/curiouscity, or you can email curiouscity@wbez.org. Okay, that's all the updates for now. I do want to take this moment to say, as I always do at the end of every episode I host, thank you for listening to the Rundown Podcast. It has been a lovely way to experience this big little city with you. Let's keep going. See you in a few weeks at Curious City.